Hello everyone, this is Licorice here, and I'm on my lunch break today, and I wanted to preface by saying I feel not amazing. I don't know, guess amazing is subjective. Comparatively amazing? Sure, let's go with that. Let's go with that. Now that things are starting to kind of come full circle in ways anyway, I've done some audios before where I was kind of talking about mental health and some other stuff, and I've generally been tiptoeing around a lot of it because, you know, I don't want to get like too personal with these kind of things. But you know, now I think that I've gotten to the point I'm at now, I'm kind of less concerned about it. And I definitely get a strong sense of solidarity with folks who might listen and find it helpful or have the same issues, as well as having it be cathartic that I'm talking about it. And not feeling as much stigma about it. By the way, apologies for the thunder. The weather here is not been the most beautiful lately. I'm probably going to have to go back in the building here in a second. I wanted to get some fresh air because I haven't been very active the last couple of weeks because of physical ailments. And I've been trying to get back into the swing of that again. So kind of wanting to focus more on the recent stuff. So I had this day where I had some major kind of digestive flaring, is the, I guess I can describe it that way. I was having persistent bathroom problems. I was extremely uncomfortable. My anxiety was extremely high. I don't really talk about my anxiety, but it's something that I haven't really been able to, until more recently, really come to grips with, but my anxiety was high. My blood pressure was going up quite a bit because of it. It was not great. So I saw my doctor, who I've only really been seeing since earlier this year. So I'm still feeling that out and all that stuff, which is also uncomfortable a little bit and stuff like that. But so, you know, the first thing he wanted to kind of talk about was my anxiety. And, while I sort of felt like it wasn't really what needed the focus at that point, he made some good points about how bad it is, how much it gets in the way of my ability to live comfortably and think clearly. So he prescribed me some anti-anxiety and antidepressants. And originally I was pretty nerve-wracked about it. Going on like a medication for a exclusively physical ailment, I guess the way I can describe it, like, you know, if I'm taking blood pressure medication, if I was taking cholesterol medication or something, that's one thing. But taking something that's involved with mental health, there is such a stigma about that. And I don't know, it kind of made me feel like I didn't have control over something that I really thought I did. And so it was a little nerve-wracking to have to kind of admit that and follow the advice. And now the digestive stuff wasn't clearing up. So originally his first bit of advice was, okay, we need to have a reset. So he's like, you need to fast for 24 hours. And then you need to only have clear broth and then you need to slowly reintroduce certain foods. I wasn't really seeing a hell of a lot of improvement with that exact path. So, you know, we did some tests to try and see if I'm having like an autoimmune problem. That doesn't look like that's the issue. It kind of looks like I just probably have IBS or some sort of IBS problem. And my doctor has put me on what's known as a low FODMAP diet. Now, I have never fucking heard of FODMAP before this. I've never seen it mentioned or anything. And it is the weirdest thing. So what it stands for, FODMAP stands for fermentable oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. I don't know if I pronounced that last bit correctly or what, but essentially I have to avoid particular kinds of carbs in high doses, because that the primary thing that fucks with your bowels is complicated carbohydrates that are hard to absorb. And it's been a little bit of a minefield finding like what doesn't contain those kinds of foods that have those concentrations, and you'd be fucking shocked at like the things that are high in these things. Garlic, for example, high FODMAP. Do you have any fucking idea how many things have garlic and onion in them? It's insane. Avocado is high in one of those FODMAPs. A lot of nuts, beans and lentils and stuff like that are also relatively high in FODMAPs. And, you know, now that I've kind of been seeing some improvement because I've been taking this FODMAP stuff seriously, I'm noticing how things got to this point. Things that I thought were isolated incidents were not that. As it so turns out, you know, I look back on things and I realized, I'm like, wow, I've been eating the sort of a lot of what would irritate my bowels given this condition. I also happened to notice that, you know, I had flare-ups. I would have times when I would have these miniature versions of what happened to me this time. And I think that those should have been warning signs. And then what happened more recently was when the dam broke, so to speak. So it was, it's been enlightening. And the reason I've been able to really think clearly enough to kind of have that perspective is the medication I'm on. I have to tell you, these anti-anxiety meds and these antidepressants, holy moly, they are incredible. My quality of thought, my creative energy, almost every fucking facet of my existence has been vastly improved. I have a lot more moments where I feel this. If you have anxiety, you'll probably know what this is like. It's like having these creeping thoughts, these intrusive bullshit things that kind of exist almost as background radiation in your head. And they're so present, and a lot of the times they're not really that bad, but they're always kind of there. But you make peace with them and you internalize it and you allow it to be what you factor in to be like a standard aspect of thought process. You don't really look at it as a problem. But I feel like more recently, I've had a lot of moments where I see the anxiety kind of creeping up. Like it's almost like if you're at a four-way intersection, right? And normally the anxiety, I guess, is it's going to cross on a perpendicular road. And it will stay there, and it's blocking you for some reason from getting to the other side. Now it's like it just goes through. It minds its business. I saw it. I recognized it. I didn't get pissed off about it. I didn't get sad about it. I didn't get frustrated. I looked at it and I said, you know, you can just keep going. You can just keep going. I know you're there. You can exist. It's fine. But I'm going to let you pass by and I'm not going to pay you any mind. I'm not unfamiliar with that concept. I know that's a very Buddhist thing, to be able to have the self-awareness and peace of mind to not let bullshit bother you. But man, thinking about it and having concepts of that is so much different than in practice. When you look at these things and you're like, nah, I don't care. I actually just don't give a fuck. This isn't even like remotely important. It's not real. I'm not gonna say not real. It's not based in reality. It's fears. It's insecurities. It's all this bullshit. It's all this like completely unwarranted bullshit. Because I know that I'm a person that's full of worth. I am a person who cares about my family and my friends and about being able to shine some light into a world that is very largely super in stress filled, because it feels like everyone gets pulled every freaking direction all at once, every day, all the damn time. And that problem is really only getting worse. But you know, and sorry if I'm rambling a little bit, I usually struggle to get the right thoughts out. And now it's just happening. It's just happening, and it feels right. It feels right for once. It feels good. But yeah. So my primary focus was getting the dietary stuff under control. And that's a process that's going to take a long time to refine. I'm not going to lie to you. It's improved, but, you know, the flare-ups are still there, but they're minor. I'm not having, like, full day, like, ooh. My energy is a lot better. It's improving. It's improving. My mental health has improved significantly. It just turns out I needed medication. You know, and I don't want to say that, like, that's the first thing that should always happen when you feel like you're having problems, but it shouldn't get ruled out in your thought process. Medication has helped me so significantly, and I really haven't noticed any major like side effects that are alarming. I just feel like I'm not worrying about all this bullshit I was before, and I love it. I absolutely love this. So much I had to get out there. But anyways, so in retrospect, I look back at the way I've been operating for so long and how I kind of got to this point. And, it's so much more helpful when I can really plot out the points. And now I can kind of more accurately avoid the same pathways, the same ideas, and start kind of getting back on track to where I want to be, which I don't really know exactly where I want to be. I just know that I'm moving more towards a place I should want to be, I guess. At the very least, things are improved. So that's closer to something I would want to be. But yeah, so I'm doing a lot better. Thanks for listening. Maybe I'll expect a little more music from me. maybe some audios, who knows, we'll see. Just wanted to let y'all know things are a little better, and I know that there's gonna be peaks and valleys, but we're at least in a moment of improvement, so appreciate it.